I'd like to open the board meeting of Jerusalem Township Trustees, the June 22nd, 2018 meeting. I'd like to start with a pledge of allegiance, moment of silence and a pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Joel, for the record, Dave said 22nd, it's the 26th of June.
Did I say 22nd?
Yep.
I got it down there, it's 26th, I don't know why I said 22nd.
You're in the right week, sorry.
Called the mini to order. Roll call.
Okay, roll call, Bo Miller.
Here.
Joe Kiss.
Here.
Dave Bench.
Present.
Roll call complete.
Okay, did everybody read the minutes of June 12th?
Yes, I did. The only thing was on page 2 that I saw was the, regarding the department was approached by George Grotto. I believe it was John Grotto or the George Grotto Company. So I don't know who the house is under, but that would be...
J-O-H-N?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, the company's George, but it's John.
Oh, I see.
George Grotto. I guess I don't know if the house is under Grotto, George Grotto Company, or...
Probably is. Okay. I need a motion to approve the June 12th, 2018 minutes.
Make a motion to accept the June 12th minutes.
I'll second it. Okay. Bo Miller made the motion. David Bench second it.
Okay, roll call. Joe Kiss.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, we'll move on to fiscal officer's report.
Okay, in front of you is papers as normal. Let's start with the fund status report. Fund status report looks like we have $573,074.08 in Star, Ohio. And at Krogan Colonial Bank in our checking account, we have $141,512.01. Well, tonight, payment listing, electronic payment 83-2018, and then warrants 16677 through 16721, totaling $32,768.80. And the last report, the last portion of this is deposits. The receipt detail. Deposits that we've had totaling $27,360.85 listed in your report.
I can approve the fund status report and a payment listing as read.
Second that.
Okay, roll call. Joe Kiss.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
David Bench made a motion. Joe Kiss, second it.
You're okay with it as well?
What?
I just needed a yes or no from you.
Yes, I'm sorry. That's I was thinking of something else.
That's okay. Motion carried. Thank you. Another thing I would say for my report is the audit seems to be done. We've paid them. We've made the adjustments in the system and have not heard anything regarding the 15-16 audit. Just got a notification that our 17-18 audit will be started in 19 and it'll be done by a third party, not by the state. So... they just needed us to acknowledge that we understood that, and we filled out a survey to go to them, and more information to come. So it's every once in a while does the state do the audit. It's going back to an independent company.
Interesting. What else you got, Joe?
That's all I have for my report. Nothing from you all?
The only thing I got, I kind of touched base on this, is I asked Joel to try and dig into the Star Ohio. He's going to see what he can figure out on, you know, we have no idea whose money is in there or what portion of that money, of that $574,000, is roads and bridges or the fire departments or general funds. We did receive all the statements that we could from Star Ohio, and they're missing years and months. So we'd really like to get that figured out so he can do that. So he's going to try and see what he can come up with and then talk to somebody about who we can get a ruling from, you know, what's going to make it right so we're not, you know, it's legal.
Yeah, there's two parts to that. There's what's the law say, that's the legal department, and what's the auditor say, that's from an accounting standpoint. And since we only see some transactional history, and before Star Ohio, there was a bank that held those funds, and so they got those funds, those information from that organization when they went over to Star Ohio. So,
when did we go over to Star Ohio? It was before me. I know.
12, maybe 13.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I think it's been longer.
No, it's been longer than that.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, because we were doing it prior to Joe's.
Yeah, it was. Was it? We were in it when I came in.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't remember any bank when I came in, so.
Yeah, it's, I mean, obviously I'm new to this and can find some history as well, but, I mean, original deposits, we can see some money was taken out recently for the Medic 32 purchase as a down payment, and then possibly the 2012 withdrawal for the Pierce truck purchase, but prior to that, I don't know.
That it?
That is it for me.
Anybody else?
Make a motion we approve the fiscal officer's report as stated.
I can second that.
Okay, roll call. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Joe Kiss.
Yes.
Motion carried. Thank you.
Joe Kiss made the motion. Dave Bench seconded it. Okay. We'll move on to fire department report.
Good evening, everyone. For our safety message, the news is warning us of the, it will be getting very hot and expected possibly to be in over 100 degrees. Please check your neighbors and watch children. Keep hydrated. If people don't have air conditioners, you know, maybe offer up a fan or something, or so they can get some relief from this heat that is coming. By the way, my wife said that everyone should be taking care of kids and grandkids and give them all the popsicles they need to so they can be cool on the inside. Tonight we have a new applicant, Matt Martin. I would wish for you guys to review his application, and we have interviewed him, and I recommend we take him on as, he lives right down the road near DG's. He's renting a house here. He's a Boilermaker apprentice, so he's got a career job. You may have ran into Matt before. He works he worked for Bob down at Tri-County. Real nice kid. I've already had him for my classes for the Boilermakers in the apprenticeship. And good worker, smart kid. So I think he would do us well. So you guys mull over or review that, and I'll continue. We did have a fire since we last met. The department received a call very late. Meaning that the structure was pretty much burned down to the ground on the arrival of the first truck. So they saw flames, or they saw a large glow in the sky from a great distance. We did receive mutual aid from Allen Clay Joint for water. Everything went extremely well. The fire was, or the structure was a vacant structure, had been vacant for better than a year. There were no utilities to it. I was under the misimpression that it may have been in the hands or the ownership of the land bank. and the land bank corrected me, and they do not have ownership of that. The state of Ohio does. So I don't know who to contact next on the state of Ohio to see about getting it cleaned up, and because it's a bit one, it's an eyesore, and it's a hazard to the community in there. So I'll have to continue trying to find who's going to take responsibility to the ownership. When I talked to the land bank, she made mention that maybe it might fall back into the township, have to deal with it, and then probably get it back again. One of those issues.
Was that the one that was investigated for arson?
It was investigated, yes, for all fires have to be investigated. So it was undetermined, and there was really nothing to see. There was, fire marshal is the one that conducts the investigation, and his representative was here. He looked over the site. There was no insurance on the property, so there was no not-for-profit or any scheme of that nature. Hearsay talk. There could have been drug activity going on in and around that structure. Supposedly, I did talk to the previous owner that did own the property, and she has reached out and called me and wanted to share some info, and I shared that back to the fire marshal. There was nothing conclusive or anything, and she's the one that shared with me that she thought it was in the hands of the land bank. Well, in fact, it's in the hands of the state. It's really an undetermined fire. We've been busy right along. A lot of rescue calls. I don't have a number or anything to relate for so far for this month or anything. But just to give you an idea, we're at 190 runs right now for the year. So
you were 160 last month.
Yeah,
so.
we're up there. So a lot of ill people and nothing really strange or out of the unusual. Even with the extra flow of traffic on Route 2, we've been fortunate. Everybody's been driving with due regard to safety. But I do want to mention something. Today, up on Route 2, they were drilling the state. Are they checking for that bridge or something? I was just curious if you knew what was going on. They were core drilling near the creek.
Checking the base around that bridge because they've had quite a bit of deterioration on that bridge.
Thank you. If you could, just let us know if you hear anything. If
I stumbled on it today, something. I didn't even know they were going to be working down there. But.
So, the next thing I want to share with you is we looked at a new supplier for our turnout gear. There's been some nice improvements made on technology and that, and we're going to be changing our spec or filtering our spec over to this vendor. It'll be Phoenix Fire. Now we'll get it. The price is right there, the same as what we've been paying. So we're still at $2,000 per set of turnout gear. Part of the ongoing thing with the fire department is the NFPA 10-year mark. So we have three, maybe four firefighters that are currently exceeding their 10-year mark. So we'll be replacing their turnout gear and keeping up on it. That's all I had to present. I do need your input on the application.
I'll make the motion to hire Matthew Martin on the fire department pending his background and physical.
Yep. Second that.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench?
Yes.
Joe Kiss?
Yes.
Cole Miller?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Sorry, one last thing. It was right on the top of my list on this page. The guys are asking me to look into possibility of an exterminator to do some spraying for the normal pests. We have ants and spiders could be getting on their turnout gear or getting into their boots and whatever. I'm just beginning to receive pricing. Terminex is the first one that I had contacted, and they'll be, I should be meeting up with them tomorrow and I'll present back to you when I find out more.
I got one quick thing for the chief. Chief, have you, or could you maybe have your team, one of the big things we struggle with is retention on the firemen, mm-hmm. right? And I get a little leery on hiring somebody like this kid that's renting, because you don't know if they're going to stay. Now, we've had some really good ones that were here for a year, a couple years, and like Ben, and then he ended up moving up to Michigan, Ben yeah. Robinson. Do you think maybe you could talk to the team there and see if you guys could come up with something that could help us retain? I know we've talked about this before, right. too, but some type of retention or... Yeah, I hate to invest all this money in turnout gear and equipment, because a lot of stuff gets custom fit for them, and then, you know, a year later they're gone.
Right.
You know, I mean, I know we need them.
Yeah.
You know, so you know, I'm all about hiring them to get them on the books, but some type of retention policy or something that we can, anything. I mean, if you guys can.
I'll share with you that I have attended classes previously that were on recruiting and retention. I'll research back into the literature that I have and see if there's not something creative, but I will reach out to the team,
yeah.
as you've asked, and because I will share with you, my assistant chief Shay provided a very nice message to the team when we were at a business meeting about, hey, you know, there's calls that come in after midnight, and it's just, you know, the gray-haired people are taking care of the day calls because you guys are all working, and then but there's calls after midnight, and the gray-haired people are still taking care of those calls. So encouraging them to try and get it, and I was really pleased that the message is coming from someone other than me all the time. That's another thing I'm trying to do is I want all of my officers to try and nudge these people to respond to the calls. We need you. So, but thank you, and I will follow through with that.
Yeah, we've seen an awful lot of it. You know, the retention isn't there, but you have to try.
Oh, it's
yeah.
Yeah, you take their word for it that yeah, I'm going to stay here, and then you know a year later they're gone. You know, we've put all that money into turnout gear, and
I had the same thing in the back of my mind when we said, you know, yeah. approved him to come in.
Just because he's a renter. That's my only fear. Now, hopefully he'll buy a house out here and stay out here, you know.
Yeah. Sorry. Kevin shared, because I didn't write it down, and that's how I make mistakes. We responded to Mrs. Hosley several times now on Route 2, and one of the calls, and it's been a little while, when the squad was backing up, they backed up a little bit too far, and they damaged the gutter. So we are contracting, or we are getting someone to repair that gutter, and we'll, you know, pick that up and take care of it. And I doubt that it'll be worth going after the insurance company, but
no.
We did do it. It was done by our vehicle backing up too closely. It was with the old squad. I think no, was it?
Yeah.
It was with the old squad.
Light bar matches up perfect.
Yeah. So,
were you the driver?
Oh. No. It was an experienced driver. But there's, in an instant like this, one thing we may want to look as a group is, this was just a merely accidental accident, backed up too far. And what was happening was the crew was inside treating and getting the patient ready, and the driver is backing up by himself. He didn't have a spotter for him and just got too far. Where I'm going with this, though, is these minor incidents, yeah, and they could be costly for repair reasons. As the chief, I don't feel that warrants having to take that driver, haul him into St. Charles, go through the whole drug screening process because, you know, there was really no additional information or no additional things that indicated that the driver was being impaired or anything of that nature. We may want to look at it as a group, or I'll look at it, see what other departments do. There may be a dollar value that we may want to target, like $1,000. If any damage exceeds $1,000, I'm just using that number. Let me survey other departments, see what they do. Then it warrants, yes, you have to go. Now, absolutely, someone's bodily harmed or we have an accident, a collision with another vehicle, that's going to happen. But I'm just talking, I mean, because it could be as ridiculous as some of the residents we go to, their trees are overhanging. Well, you know, we're coming in because maybe it's something serious. We're not, we may get damage from the trees hitting our squad. Not saying we hurt their property, but if it could be our property. So just trying to look at that and balance that. But let me survey other departments, and I'll report back to you on that one, too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. I guess we'll move on to the Recreation Department report. And Mike's not here. He's usually not here the second Tuesday. So
all I got for the Rec Department, David, is I did get over there and spray the weeds around some of the buildings and some of the troubled areas, the parking lot, et cetera, et cetera. And I did speak with Don Charlton about getting trees from the state of Ohio through a grant program. So he's going to get me the, I've been in contact with the girl that's in charge of the state of Ohio, what is it, arboretum or whatever the technical word is for trees. She's the head person. We are in contact, and I'm going to do my best to get some trees from the state of Ohio. And that's all I have on the rec.
I talked, Mike and I were supposed to put that sign in Sunday morning for the Ver Park, and he got hung up in Ann Arbor on a baseball tournament that he didn't think they were going to make it that long. So they didn't end up getting back into town at like 3 o'clock on Sunday. So we're going to try for tomorrow night, I believe, to put the Verb sign in. And I told him I'd kind of like to, I'm going to help him with getting stuff over there and getting kind of that park ready. And I told him I'd like to kind of have that all wrapped up by the end of July to try and, you know, have the mulch in and the swing set painted and stuff. So, but we're going to try and get that sign in and get that taken care of.
Basketball nets up over there? No nets?
Nope. I thought there were.
There might be one old one hanging there yet. Mike's got those. He was supposed to put those up yesterday. Is
that when we had nets.
Yes, when you called me yesterday.
He was going to put them up yesterday. I don't know if he did or not. Assembled the bench next door we got from Waste Management. Mm-hmm. And he was supposed to come tonight and bring it up to you guys. But after our conversation back and forth, I still do not feel that that's a good place to put that nice plastic recycled bench. And after he thought about it and was looking at down there, he was thinking of maybe they just put it at the ball fields. Because I'm telling you, within a week, it's either going to be stolen or broke. It's a very nice recycled plastic bench. And it would be better used at the ball fields than it would be down there. I mean, we went through 6 picnic tables in one summer down there. One lonely little bench ain't going to last that long. But if you guys have other ideas, talk to Mike. He's going to bring it back to you guys and talk about it.
Okay.
He also was going to, we were talking about redoing the basketball court and what it needed. He felt that it might be just as easy and just cheap to get a price from companies, see what they would charge, come in to crack seal it and just spray it. And he was going to hopefully have it by tonight, but obviously he's not here. So he is pursuing those after a conversation. If not, most probably in the month of July, we're going to try to get that seal coated, crack seal. So.
Sounds good.
The only other thing I got, Yaki and I, we installed the pumps for the pump pit to pump the rec field, and everything's workable. So if we get, I hope we don't get that much rain, but the pumps they're all new and they're ready to work.
Wow, good.
And I guess if that's all for the rec, we'll go on to zoning inspector. She's not here, so we'll skip the zoning inspector, and that moves up. You up, Kevin, and we'll go with the maintenance department report.
One other thing on the rec field, we did chop the field that we worked. That's all chopped down. And, well, since the meeting we talked last time, I think we've been over there twice now. So, field's all chopped down for now. The one tree up front, that middle pine tree, that just needs ripped out. There's junk.
Yeah, they're all, yeah.
Then there's a couple arborvitaes. I don't know, Mike's trying to save them, but honestly,
they're junk.
Arborvitaes are junk to start with. They're nice for a windrow someplace. Still, the snow splits them in half.
Yeah, they threw their money away when they put all them in.
Yeah, but other than that, that's looking fairly decent. Roads, not much to report. We're on a second round of mowing on the roads. Just started the second round yesterday. We'll be hitting that off and on over the next couple weeks. It won't be a constant deal because the grass is fairly decent. It's manageable now. What you will see will be outside the right-of-way, opening some of the corners up and stuff just for visibility until whoever owns the property, if anybody ever does come forward and complain for mowing, then if that's the case, we'll send them a letter. They can mow the whole field. But just to make it look nicer down in Reno, there's spots that we normally open up over the summer and widen out. So you'll see some of that happening. Pretty much haul, really nothing here. We're going to be pulling the pump from down on Cedar Point Road to maintenance the tractor and the pump. It'll most probably sit here for about a week or so unless we get a big rain, but we got the water down pretty good back there, so we're going to pull it out. Cemetery, been quite a bit of work going on with that back and forth. We had one burial since the last meeting. I do have a cremation burial not scheduled yet, but we're talking the week after next on the cremation burial. I got a woman I'm calling back tomorrow to buy a couple graves. She called today. Me and Joe have been working on the expansion of the cemetery, getting some prices on stuff. Me and Joe met with Pogelmeier Design last week, give him some information. He went out and he got us a price back, which is in your packet, of $15,500 for the design. That's laying everything out, corner markers, plot markers, with us furnishing the exact markers we need. They'll put in topal stakes, and if we get the other ones, then for an additional cost, they would install the actual ones we use in the cemetery.
But
and
we contacted.
In the meanwhile, I went and met with Lucas County engineers, because as I was going through all of our plans for the cemetery, they were all stamped by the engineer as a design. So they are willing to help us do that, and their cost is $4,369, which it's a plus or minus estimate because nobody that is presently working there has going and done anything this big. They've helped other cemeteries with little stuff. So it's plus or minus, and there's some of the stuff that we'll be able to either help with or do ourselves after it starts to be laid out. And basically, if you guys are interested in something like that, obviously this total amount ain't gonna be billed right away. This is gonna be a long process because we need to start out with several other things along the way. We just have to fill out a cooperative work agreement just like we do with any roads we do, ditch digging, whatever. My suggestion at this point, and after talking with Joe on it, would be to go with the Lucas County engineers, obviously. Yes, we're most probably not going to get this real beautiful picture drawn with all these real nice trees and everything in it, but it'll do everything that we need it to do.
And we'll have a pretty good handle on what we want to do regardless without the pretty picture.
And
there's a few hidden costs that Kevin didn't, one hidden cost that I can think of. We'll have to be responsible for our own markers, which will be a cost from $1,000 to $2,000. So in reality, the one thing that I do know that we could add on would be at least $1,500.
Well,
so it's about a $6,500 quote from the county.
The markers that I took and went online and looked today, I just quick a couple different markers that are similar to what we presently use. They start out at $8 a piece. I'm sure when we go to order, there will be some quantity break, which I'm going to do a lot more research on because there's a lot of companies out there.
What do we figure? How many do we need? Figure we needed?
Well, the county put it at 200, but that's only staking one corner of a section.
Right.
And typically in our sections, there's a number and letter marker in one corner. The opposite diagonal corner will have just a blank marker. So we do two markers per section, so we're going to be at least 400. But what I talked to him for is in an ending line of plotting, actually most probably isn't going to be deep enough back. so we'll most probably have more sections than what he quoted on. But he made a mistake when he figured it out, or I interpreted it wrong. He put it as we were going to have like 800 graves. Realistically, the way he figured it was 4 graves per plot. There'll be 8 graves per plot. So it'll be 1,600 plus graves we'll end up having out of that section once it's plotted. So you're looking at most probably at least a 60-year cemetery once we get it laid out, unless there's some kind of plague or something that comes through. None of us are going to be around to see it filled up. So.
Thank you, Kevin.
You could move along with an agreement.
Oh,
I mean, have them get a...
Get the county going on
it? I think we should have them get the cooperative agreement going.
Yeah.
I'll have him draw that up, and before we get too deep into it, I also want to have at least another on-site meeting with him or go back out there, because there was a couple things we talked about out there that I want to change up on what we talked about. So, but at that price, unless we did it ourselves, we're not ever getting anything that cheap.
No, that's a good deal.
And one last thing, Joe set up today to a meeting tomorrow with a guy for estimate on putting in the under drainage and with the possibility of pond in the north end of it. So we're going to meet with him tomorrow at noon if any of the other trustees are available. And
Jim Phillips' son. He's the one that did the tiling at the cemetery already, right?
Yep.
Yeah, he did it.
He did a good job, in your opinion?
It drains.
Yeah, he did a real good job in our old section. So.
We don't hear as many complaints, do you? Mm. Remember how people used to call out?
Yeah.
Complain?
Yeah. But I'm good if you guys are. I'll get them to get a cooperative agreement put together. Then sometime the next couple meetings, we'll sign it.
Sign it. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. We'll move on. Anything else for Kevin before we move?
Yeah, Kevin, have you heard anything on the Metzger's Marsh Road? How is that going out to the pier? Any timeline on that?
Nope. Right now, it's just waiting for estimates, the last I heard. I can try to remember tomorrow, or I'll make a note. I'll call and see what I can find out.
Yeah.
Same thing with the bridge down there going in back to the old Frame Creek, which I believe that's got a completion date late this summer for that one. But that's actually out. So.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay.
They did all of them right after the bird watchers, which the Metzger's Marsh wasn't a planned deal and depends on where they need to try to allocate money to fix what they got. So.
We'll have to watch that too, because they're going to haul a lot of stone so they don't rip our road up.
And they'll have to file a paper with us in the county to use as a haul road.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that whole thing was going to be tarred and chipped next year.
So next year, yeah. Yeah, it'd be interesting.
Crane Creek access, we had a run out there, and they were able to maneuver around it through a parking lot and was able to respond and get
okay.
The patient that needed assistance. So
good.
That was a learned thing for the group.
Thank you, Kevin. We'll move on. Trustees report, cemetery.
Well, Kevin just spoke about most of the stuff we've been doing, so I don't have to repeat that. But we do need to talk with the county about cemetery. Yes, we talked about that. The resolutions with Joel is the big one for the possible cemetery levy. I've been doing some... I'm thinking that 0.25%, Joel, you got my faxes. Joel's in the process of putting together a resolution of necessity for cemetery levy to be placed on the November levy, or the ballot, I mean. And then we're going to need to do a resolution to proceed. So I've gotten Joel copies of the previous ones that we've done. He just has to input a few, Bo Miller's name and a few other different changes. We're not purchasing land, that type of stuff. So Joel has those, and we should have those for possible passage next meeting.
Sounds good. And all of us realize we're going to have to go out, just like we're campaigning, because this costs us a lot of money. If we don't go out and do it, it's not going to pass.
Well, we're going to, one of the big things we're going to have to decide on next meeting is how much are we going to ask for? A full mil, a half a mil, a quarter of a mil? That's the big one. I'm almost thinking we should ask for as little as possible.
Well, I think so. Yeah, I think that's what we asked last time, wasn't it? Quarter?
No, this set of, this set a half.
Did we?
Yeah. So I'm thinking we should cut it down to at least a quarter and just hope. No, we asked for one mil. One mil new levy on November 3rd, 2015.
Hmm.
So, and that didn't pass. We've acquired the property since then. So I think we need to just try and generate any type of seed money can get.
Yeah, just get something started.
So if we can't get the lowest passed, we're not going to get anything passed. So I guess I'm for a quarter.
These estimates that we're getting together, that'll give you some numbers to put out in the newsletter.
Yeah, we're going to have to put together an informational.
Yeah, we got to work on
it. So I got that going. Joel's on that with myself, and Joel got this going, or should I say Joel? And that's all I have for cemetery, other than the fact that I am going to meet with Jim Phillips and his son about this stuff, like Kevin said. And I may even jump in there and have our township friends, Bellcoffers, throw some type of bid together just to have a bid on the pond and drain. But they don't do tiling, do they?
They don't do that, no.
No. So that's it. That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Halls and rentals.
We had two this month, or just recently. I got one deposit into Joel earlier this week, and I got another one coming this weekend, so still a little slow.
Shrewsbury's coming up.
Yep, Shrewsbury's coming up. Actually, not a lot. I don't think there's a lot in July, actually. I didn't get a lot of July open.
Shrewsbury's it that I know of.
I got three.
Well, where's Shrewsbury
at? No, that's August. August. Sorry. We got
there he is.
We got a graduation party, a wedding anniversary, and this one is, I believe, a baby shower.
Nice.
So
that's about normal.
Yeah. So got a couple in August. So that's thanks, all Will. I got on that.
Roads and bridges. I talked to Jason Lewis about the Vila Road, possibility of getting that some money back, and it sounds like it's in the works, but I won't believe it until I see the check in my hand. And that's about all I did there. So we'll move on to old business. Public records training for all trustees, June 29th at 10 a.m. to 1:15 p.m. at the TPS board office on Summit Street.
Oh, it's got air conditioning.
Yeah, we'll have air conditioning.
Be in my truck.
Video conferencing.
Okay, we got that. I guess we better discuss the garbage contract with about Chris Pisa, what he sent us through email. Should we go through it? And
sure.
The only things I had here was this preferred collection day is Friday. I was going to tell him to leave it open more so we don't get somebody, you know, because we had it Thursday before, wasn't it? It doesn't have to be Friday, but
I think when we talked to him, he said he was going to put in there preferred but have it open to any other day.
Yeah, I'd rather have it phrased open a little bit more, too, wouldn't you?
I mean, if it's going to help us in...
Yeah, that's what I thought. It might help us get somebody. And if anybody else doesn't have anything else in there that... We should talk a little bit more on that service to dike area during the four winter months, so he understands that good. I think he does, but I was going to email him, make sure he understands that.
That was never a problem with any other garbage company until Waste Management came. So is that something you want to put in there that you got that, or...
Yeah, we never had any problems with...
We never had a problem at all until it snows real bad and a big level 3 comes out, and then they all want to act like it's going to happen the rest of the winter.
You know, with it in there, it makes it sound like you got a real problem area, where technically it ain't.
What do you guys think?
I mean, we can scratch it, and then if they come back to us, then, you know...
Wouldn't even put it in there.
Yeah, maybe just scratch that out.
Let's do it. And then we'll tell him to drop the two dumpsters here then, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'll
help.
Could we leave one for us and the other two are for the dike, right?
Yeah,
the dike.
We are not charged for those other two. They just sit here.
Oh, okay.
Unless we call for a special dump on them. That's the only time we're charged.
Now, what about the one at the wreck?
That one's a charged one, which should be part of the contract. It was figured into part of the contract.
And we do want one there, right?
Yeah, it's in here somewhere. I remember.
Yeah, I did. I saw it, yeah.
That's how we got rid of all them poles in front of the wreck. The garbage truck left his handler up, pulled in there and ripped the wires down, so now we don't have all those nasty poles in front of the wreck anymore. They buried it all.
I was curious, too, on this refuge and recycling. He keeps bringing up recycling. Do we want that all under that recycling all the time? We know we can't afford it. Do we want to try and get a bid on it, or so we can tell people, or what?
I would bid the Cadillac, and then we can always cut her down to the.
At least we know we can tell.
78 Chevy
yeah.
pickup.
We can tell them what
sides.
It was then.
Yes, yeah. Yes, I would
you
rather
said
get
now
as
it's in the dump
much
with the,
information as I can.
With the exchange rates.
And we definitely, I'll keep going if you're going through it line by line.
No, I'm not going through. I just, what
we
I.
Definitely want to bid the automated.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Price
oh, yeah.
on the cans for everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
What are your thoughts on that? I was telling Dave earlier that Mike had mentioned, Skatowski said that they, where he's at, they do a, they give him the big toter.
Where's he at?
I think in Maumee now, right now. They give him the toter, and they only come every 2 weeks.
That trouble, like we mentioned there, that sounds great, but these older people can't pull that 95-gallon one.
That's what true. That it gets heavier.
Yeah, it'd be too heavy for them.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's a great idea because it'd cut them down.
Right. I definitely like the toter idea, especially if we can get somebody to give them to us, you know, if we have to do a five-year contract with them.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be nice if that would work.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would.
Keep trash off the road.
Pretty smelly garbage after 2 weeks.
Yeah.
A lot of animals.
Well, we're hoping these totes will solve some of the critter problems because they're hard plastic with lids and everything. So we're hoping it'll keep some of the cats and coons and dogs out.
I've had a coon eat right through the top of my garbage can, and it was Rubbermaid.
So, yeah, that was everything I saw in there, Dave. I think it looked pretty good.
I don't see anything. But
yeah, it looks, I mean, if we can get those numbers, we'll be ahead of the game to see how it goes.
I'll email him then tomorrow morning, or else I'll talk to him and tell him that we're okay. Yes, Sandy Nissen.
Can't you get the people to buy their own toter?
It's an option. I mean, we're just going to see what it will cost if, like I said, we're going to bid it to the max and then start tearing it down and seeing what we can afford and what we can get. And then maybe have to offer the public to buy their own. If we go with the automated, we're going to either have you buy your own, or we're going to have to get them
in the country.
There's going to have to be some solution if we go automated, yes. Yeah.
He had just made the comment that if we did, if we were willing to sign like a five-year contract, whichever company is going to do it would be more apt to give us the toters instead of us buying them because they could amortize it over 5 years. So it was kind of we like that idea, you know.
Yeah, it's nice
if it works, yeah.
Agree.
Because that's what it's coming to, Sandy. You know, nobody wants to jump out of the truck and throw the garbage and whatever, yeah.
Well, it's an ergonomic thing, you know. I mean, the machine's doing it all, and the guy's not breaking his back or anything.
Yeah, makes sense. Mm-hmm. Barb?
Is it only that one size? It's huge container.
No.
Personally, we can't get it in our garage.
No, there's a 48, a 65-gallon, and a 95-gallon.
95. The 95 is the one we were talking about. You could hold for 2 weeks, probably, you know.
It's a big green one.
We could opt for smaller ones.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. We don't want the big one.
You know, that would be an idea. That would be something we could talk to, too, is, you know, not all of them are going to be
95. Not everybody wants a big one.
Yeah, not, you know, a family of four is going to probably want a big one, and a family of one or two is going to need a small one, so. Mm-hmm. You know, if we could keep that option.
Well, hopefully he can. Well, I'm sure if we bid all the medium-sized ones, we can go down the. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right.
It just depends on what they can pick up with the automated.
Yeah.
Right.
Sizes. Mm-hmm. So we didn't have to adjust.
See, there's a little bit of unknown.
But the other thing I was going to add, too, is we need to talk to Brian Conaway because this bidding process is going to go beyond their contract. Because the early assessment is probably going to be advertised maybe the second week of July. It's going to run for at least 2 weeks. then you're going to have a bid opening.
Contract runs out the end of the month,
so,
July.
Yeah.
July 31st.
We might want to find out from him on an extension for the bid process.
Okay.
I'm sure he'd do that.
I think it's in the contract. Pretty sure it is that they can.
Just make sure at the end of our contract that our garbage doesn't double.
Right.
If we talk now and make sure. Instead on that Friday when everybody's calling, the garbage wasn't picked up or when they're in garbage.
You're going to call him, Dave, then?
Yeah.
Brian, too? Okay.
Yeah, then that looks good to me.
Pretty basic.
Yeah.
Okay, is anybody, if we got that discussion over with, is there any other old business?
Yes, I have a little bit of old business. I did speak to Prosecutor John Burrell about Sandy Nissen's public records request. He told me, he assured me he'd be getting them out in a timely fashion, and I responded by, well, it's been more than a timely fashion at this point already. And he reminded me that it's all subjective to what your idea of is a timely fashion, and we went through that little game, cat and mouse game. Told me he was going to have them. That's all I can give you on that particular update. Yep, that's all I have. Old business.
Bo?
I have nothing old business.
Okay, we'll jump on to new business. I didn't have anything. You guys got anything? Or I didn't.
I already went through all my new business.
I think everything was covered pretty good.
Okay. Anything out there? Anybody have anything? Tony first. Tony Parsley.
Getting the pavement sealed here in the parking lot. It's looking pretty white. That's why I was just wondering if it was going to get a new black coating.
I was hoping we could squeeze it one more season, but.
Oh, whatever.
It's up to you guys. We had it crack sealed, 2 years ago?
Yeah, I think it was 2 years ago.
Which it needs a little touch up on that. With the fuel prices the way they are, it's going to be a little higher this year than what it was last time. But we are getting to the point that we're going to have to spray it again. If not this year, it definitely has to have it next year.
Next year.
Versus.
That was my thought, just because. Redo.
Is that something you do, or we hire that out?
That's all hired out.
Okay.
Is it bad?
Then they restripe it.
Well, it's restriping everything, though. Right. It's trouble.
It's really about the prevention.
Yeah. Right.
Hold it to keep it. I mean, so far, asphalt is in good shape, but just trying to hold on to it. And maybe it doesn't necessarily need that where the additional parking lot. Maybe it's just in front of here and the station and
right.
And up to the fuel cell, you know, because the fuel cell takes a beating anyways with the refueling anyways. So,
mm-hmm.
But. You know, maybe not where the helipad is.
Let's all of us look at it, and we'll come back next meeting. And how's that?
That's fine. That's a good idea. I'll take a look at it.
Barb Gall?
I have a concern about the Kennedy Memorial Park. As you approach that, you've got recycling, which is done very well. I like that. But as you continue on, you have this pile. I don't even know what it is. Is it?
Asphalt grindings.
To me, that's a slap in the face. If I was that family, years ago, they had this all laid out for an actual park with the ponds and walking trails, and now all you see is this dump. I can see the salt shed, but do we actually need those other things out there within view? Is there some place we can put it? So it's not an eyesore. I feel sorry for this family. I don't know if they complain, but
no, nobody's complained, but I'm kind of disgusted too. I actually watered some of them trees back there so they didn't die one time, and the fire department or nobody takes care of the trees. The trees need trimming and everything too. It does look pretty bad. It wouldn't hurt if the fire department went back there and just trimmed the trees, I thought, but
those piles out of
there. Yeah, are they dead? Are they? No.
Linda had that all planned out. She had
baseball diamonds and everything, and we moved everything over there.
Planting trees, and it was going to be in a beautiful park, and there's nothing there.
Yeah. Once the recreation bought the property on Sachs Road, that was over half the project that was going out back. So they just, never had the money, and it just went on hold. They just left it as a passive park, and that was it.
So would it maybe make sense to maybe move the memorial portion of it to the new park and dedicate it that way? I mean, it was a firefighter that lost his life for this community.
That's sure. Not a bad idea.
That's sure, a little not something bad I had. Idea. I had an idea with is, and I've been waiting for Mr. Pfeiffer to get back from vacation. If anybody's been down Billman Road lately, if you guys, you know, Billman between 579 and Curtis East West Road.
Yeah.
Okay. A couple months ago I saw this and I thought that was really something. It's the Northwood City Schools Outdoor Learning Facility. And what they do is they gave them, whoever the owner of that property was, gave the school the property, and they hold classes there. They actually go out and they do the stuff of the biology and the planting of the trees, and they have like bat houses out there, and they have bird houses, and they have things like that. So I wanted to pitch the idea to Ben, because he's like one of the head science teachers there in Oregon City Schools, on what his thoughts were on that. And where we could possibly, I think it would be great for the township if we were to be able to partner with Oregon City Schools with something like that and give them a lease, like a 50-year lease for a dollar, so that way we're not liable for anything that happens to them, and they could, you know, maybe have half of that to do some type of learning activity for the schools. You know, that way they could. I just thought it was really something, and I wanted to see what Ben's idea on that was, and turned it into the John F. Kennedy Learning Park, or, you know, Memorial and Learning Park Center there. So, but I'm waiting for Ben's in out west somewhere, so he don't get back till
interesting
next week. But I thought it would be, if it's something that we could do, I wanted to get his take on it, since he's the head guy, if he thought it could fly, if it was something that the schools could use, you know, number one, between there and the ag department at Clay, if it was something that they could use, then, and he thought it was a good idea, then we could make the pitch to the trustees and to the school board and see if we could get some kind of agreement on it, you know. But
otherwise, it's just going to sit there.
Otherwise, it's just going to sit there, because, you know, we've got the Howard Marsh Park, and what are the options with that? Could we rent that back half out to farm?
No.
We can't do anything with it, huh?
No. How it got bought, there's in the contract,
it's strictly
park.
You'd have to return the grant money.
Yeah, you'd take the grant money back.
Thank you, Barb.
Joyce?
I understand.
Joyce, what's your last name? Sorry.
Buckwalter. Buckwalter. I understand that they're not going to be doing any cleaning of the creek behind the Fountain Road. And there's so many trees and stuff down there. And Chris, I think her name was, came out and inspected some trees that fell in our yard from there.
Oh, Chris Lights.
And she said that they're not in the creek. The property belongs to John Grotto.
Mm-hmm.
And I have got 30 foot of my yard that I can't mow because of these big trees laying in my yard. And I almost run my eye into a branch the other day trying to mow. And something's got to be done about it. I don't want to be nasty. I don't want to fight.
What's your address, Joyce?
12445 LaFontaine.
I've been talking to John to see if he wouldn't give him to the Conservancy, the ditches. So the Conservancy had control of them. They pump them. I think they should have control of them. I don't think the township should own them. And I don't think he should own them, because there's a liability to him.
Oh, you have pictures?
But there's nothing we do.
This is his property line. And that tree is in my yard.
Two of great big old willow trees.
What's the property line, the bird thing?
Yeah, we put that stake there.
There it is, okay.
And then all of this is our yard, see?
So this is Grotto's property, the trees?
No, that's our property.
His has fell this way.
Yeah, they fell this way.
Oh, I see.
And we've got a good...
Yeah, I see them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
We have to maintain our property.
Joyce, we really can't do anything, but why don't you come into the zoning inspector's office and see what the zoning can do? It's coming from his property, landing on you, and see what the law says if we can get something done.
Does John know about this?
No, I tried to call him, and he won't answer his phone. Well, I called him the one time and asked him, and he sent Chris out, I guess, to check it out. But, I mean, I can't mow underneath that. You know, and I'm just losing patience. It's been there for years.
Don't you think that's the best thing? See what she
can do. Oh, it's been years.
Yes. This tree was laid in my yard.
I'm surprised he doesn't just have somebody clean it up. I mean,
okay.
I'm surprised he doesn't get rid of it.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, just get rid of the ditch.
What she's saying. Just a billionaire.
This is all my yard.
It's a liability, and I'll bounce him again on it.
Have you already bounced him on this once?
Not on the trees, but on getting rid of the crick. So, okay. You know.
Well, you take some of these pictures I'm showing.
Joyce, bring them in next Wednesday in the afternoon and show them to the zoning inspector.
If you have time.
Yeah.
Because we can't really, there's nothing we can do, but there might be something in the law that she can do.
I don't want
who's the zoning inspector? Chris White's right
you know.
Now. No.
Well, she's working in there. Where she's absent, so
yeah.
This coming Wednesday, Linda will be in. Okay. So come in.
Tomorrow?
Not tomorrow, but this. That's right. Tomorrow. A week from tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
I really want to get taken care of because it's so dangerous.
He won't be here on Wednesday. It's probably a holiday.
Oh, that's right. It is, isn't it? Yeah, there won't be nobody here, yeah.
So one day there's little kids out there playing underneath the trees and they wanted to make a tent, you know. And I told them, I said, no, you can't come in here, hon, because you get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And that big tree, another one just fell here a couple weeks ago when we had that northeast wind.
Did that tree fall in a storm?
Yes.
Okay.
No, they're all. It's just a mess back there. Absolutely.
You can
see
something. Humongous hole. His insurance company wouldn't be responsible because under the terms of the law, it's an act of God. So, well, that's all I'm going to tell you. Your insurance company is going to tell you it's an act of God. John Grotto is going to tell you it's an act of God, and it's going to be on you.
Yeah.
If it knocks down telephone poles, takes off wires, if it takes out your whole garage,
the tree has been dead for years.
It's an act of God.
And that's why it fell over. So
unfortunately, I'm on your side, but what I'm saying is that's the answer you get.
Well, they said they couldn't take it out of there because I don't have any place to haul it out. And I told them, I says they can carry it right across our property and take it out. But would they do it? They went across the creek and cut trees down. You know?
I don't
understand it.
I don't either. No, why just doesn't take care of it, but we will see what we can find out.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joyce. Jim?
I have a couple questions. One to Joel that I wanted to ask you. During the financial report, you mentioned that there was an income of $23,000. Where was the majority of that money come from?
Let me get, because you need to state your last name for the meeting.
Oh, James Boothby.
Okay, thanks. B-O-O-T-H.
B-Y.
receipt, yep. I just break it down. Let's see. Let's start with the big ones, because those are at the end. We got, the county auditor gave us $9,310.85 for permissive sales tax, gas tax, motor vehicle tax. That's a large one.
Okay.
$1,135.59 from
much.
The Lucas County Auditor for local government distribution. Then Maumee Bay Lodge, $13,381.34. That's the bed tax for the month of May. $84.78 was
okay. That
yeah,
I was looking
the for large them. Ones. Yeah,
I was looking for a year ago. I come here and there was talk of a storm water tax.
Okay,
have we received any money this year? That was a year ago this month. Mm-hmm. 1 year ago this month, have we received money from Lucas County on the storm water tax?
We do not actually receive the money. They hold all that money, and we apply projects towards that money. And they, if it's a bid out project where they run the bidding process, they pay direct. Okay. If it's a ditch project that we set up and go get quotes, we pay for it up front, then they reimburse back on a hard bill.
That I didn't know. We try and methodically get money out of them every chance we get.
Well, and I was thinking that maybe they could have used some of this money, the stormwater tax, to help this lady with her problem, because that is a storm-related
issue.
Issue on that ditch down there. Okay, that's all he's trying to find out, is information. Has any money been asked for from that stormwater money?
This year.
It was a year ago that I started looking into it, and
I don't think we have.
Brian Miller.
Yep.
And you had quite a bit of money there last year, but that's why I was asking Joel if that was some of that.
I don't think we've gotten anything, requested any money for this year.
This year.
Every year that we've had that money, since the first year that money came available, the township has pretty much used 100% of what's allocated to the township cleaning ditches.
Mm-hmm.
Last year wasn't quite as much. We had some carryover to this year. And so far this year, we haven't got a project planned yet. Well, no, actually, we did.
You do.
Project. So, yeah, that money every year, we keep a fairly close eye to make sure that what are we going to get, so we know how big of projects we can do.
Okay. Well, might I ask, because in the past, for the last couple of years, I've been asking for this, if you would consider asking for money, and I did have correspondence last year with Brian Miller, and he indicated that there would be some $10,000 to $15,000 there that they could use to cut some of the dead trees from Park Colony to the coulee, which right now is what we have happening there. Is there's so many dead trees, all them dead trees are falling in the ditch, clogging up the drains, clogging up the pumping. So we either pay to cut the trees that are dead, not the living trees, I'm asking, the dead trees, because the conservancy pays to have that stuff haul out of the ditch, which all they're doing is falling in. The dead trees are falling in. And Brian Miller said that he would allocate $10,000 to $15,000. So could you write a grant for that?
A request?
Get that money, a request, because Brian Miller said that was okay to use that money.
Sure.
Well, and the other thing I'll have to run by Brian Miller is that bottom road is private, the top road is private.
I've been there, Kevin. Been there. Brian Miller was quite aware of the entire situation. The private road, I know the township doesn't like to take a left-hand corner at Park Colony. Brian Miller okayed it.
Well, that was never passed to us, but
okay.
Typically what happens is the ditch cleaning and the tree removal on the ditch would fall more to the conservancy and what's the guy's name, Phil, whoever bought
it. Jakubowski.
Yeah.
Which is no different than John. Phil owns half the lake ditches and John Grotto owns the other half, yeah. Both privately owned. The problem is that the dead trees are creating havoc with the pumping of the ditch, which the conservancy spends a lot of money pumping the ditch, but it's still owned by private owners, so they do pump a private owner's ditch. All I'm asking is to get some of them dead trees out of it, because they all end up, the dead trees end up in the ditch, which clog up the pumping.
I will check with him to see if we can use some of that money for that.
And that ditch, realistically, yes, he owns it, but as long as the conservancy is using that ditch, it's basically theirs to use until they deem they no longer need that ditch.
Well, that's not possible, because with the rains we've had this year, the pumps have run, Dick can tell you, constantly.
Well, and I can talk to Brian Miller, because I'll most probably be going back out there, not yet this week, it'll be next week.
And it's been a year since I've asked for this, and it's been shuffled around, and then now there's no request for that money, but it would certainly help. Not the live trees, am I asking?
I know what you're asking.
Yeah. Well, honestly, to go in there.
Pardon?
To go in there, and if you're going to do something, it's sort of stupid to take away the little dead trees and not really deal with the big problem, because they're all big cottonwoods.
Yes, they are.
So they're all basically overgrown weeds that are just
trash trees. Yeah, they're a problem, but the problem exists is the pumps are being jeopardized to pump the whole community by the dead trees falling in the ditch.
Well, one end of it, yes.
Yes, yes. That pumps from, that pump handles water from the coulee to Rialto.
I'll have you an answer next meeting if Brian will give me something on it.
These are willow trees.
Yeah.
And I've offered people to cut them and they can have the wood. Nobody wants to burn willow.
Nobody wants willow.
Because it clogs up your chimney, causes fires. We don't want the fire department
out there.
But this is really dangerous to all the little kids. Well, you know, my husband and I too, when we mow, you know, because you can't mow underneath them. So. And I don't want to be nasty. I don't want to fight.
No. You legitimately have a right to be here. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, thank you.
Make a motion to adjourn tonight's regularly scheduled meeting. Yes.
What are you doing with the bench down at Earth Park? Are you moving it or not?
We're waiting for Mike to give us that answer.
It'll be gone by the time 2 weeks.
It's not there.
It's not there.
It's not there.
We have it secured.
It's assembled over here in the building, so it's not been set. Yeah. So.
Motion, Joe Kidd.
Barb.
I know this is none of my business, but the brick is deteriorating along the bottom here. Are we doing anything about
this? We are. I'll tell you what we're going to do is that in coming into this year, not knowing how much money we're going to, for me being the first year, not knowing how much money is going to be at the end of the year, that is something that I want to get done no later than next year. I want to see where we come through this year because we did have two houses tore down. We spent a lot of money on that. I've already had one estimate to fix that all along there was about $7,000, which I didn't think was too horrible.
I got one for about the same price, too.
So I just want to see this year where we end, and then next year that's like my top priority is to get that fixed. So I wanted to get it fixed this year, but I'm a little nervous to see where the how much money we got. So
we've been trying, Barb. We're going to get it, though.
Well, I'm sure.
We're going to get it.
I'm nosy.
It's fine. Okay. Make a motion to adjourn tonight's regularly scheduled meeting.
I'll second it. Okay, roll call, Bill Miller?
Yes.
Joe Kiss?
Yes.
Dave Bench?
Yes.
Thank you all for coming.
5 minutes late.
Joe, you need that. Thank you, everybody.